lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back to, what is this, episode?
Episode 38. I had to type it in like 5 times, that's how I know.
So this week, Amanda, what's a little different this week?
We have 2 microphones, you guys, and let me just tell you, I don't even know how, but a miracle came upon us to set this up. It took me an hour.
It did. You know what I did?
Megan shopped and paid bills.
I paid bills, and I said, oh, we got some money left over, and I bought me some, you know, usual things to buy from Sephora. Sephora is so expensive.
How much money did you spend?
$140.
Exactly, you guys.
You know how many things I bought?
How much did you get?
Like 5 things.
I was going to say about 5 things.
And they were all things. It wasn't even anything fun. Like, it was, like, stuff that I get all the time.
Ew, you can hear Lady licking.
Yuck.
Lady, you want to say something?
Ladies, yucky.
Ew, that's disgusting. If I'm listening back to that, I'm like,
That's outrageous. It's so much money to be a girl.
Tell us what you got on Sephora.
I got...
What should us ladies buy?
You know, I changed it up a little bit because Kat Von D, she has my all-time favorite bronzer. But it comes in... Her palette is outrageously expensive. Good palette, but I only mainly use one thing out of the whole entire palette. So why pay $50? Lady, you're interrupting your mother.
We can all hear what you're licking.
You're nasty.
My hand.
You're gross. That's your aunt. Quit making moves on your aunt. But, yeah, so I bought a new bronzer. We don't know how it's about to go down, but if I don't like it, I guess I'll return it.
Yeah, let us know.
I got an eyeliner. I always do Kat Von D's eyeliner. I got a liquid lipstick that doesn't flake. It's just a nice, you know, burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
And then their Dewig, if you are greasy like myself, I have to use a setting spray every day to mattify my whole entire face. But they're doing the All-Nighter Urban Decay setting spray. 2 of them for $40, where usually one of them is $30 by itself.
Damn, that's not bad.
Mm-mm. It's pretty good. So.
That's good.
I think I bought something else. Oh, a blush.
A blush?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good?
Some NARS blush.
But you said you got nothing new. It's all stuff that you've used before?
Yeah, except for the bronzer, but I was looking at stuff, you know, while you were sitting here working. they said that this one was the closest to the Kat Von D bronzer. So
oh, really?
We'll see.
Well, exciting stuff.
Exciting.
I feel like
things.
I'm interviewing you because I'm holding my microphone because we're ghetto as fuck right now. We're not periscoping this week because it's pretty damn ghetto. But we look really good, which is sad.
I know. You'll never get to see us.
So we're about to do something that I promised you guys we would do last week. You ready?
I'm ready.
So, you know, we got this new microphone thanks to our 2 Patreon donators, my sister and Nathan. So we decided... Because I got one of the rewards on there is that you call them or, like, do, like, a live chat. So we decided we're gonna do it on the podcast, and we're going to do it right damn now in the beginning.
Right now.
So I did not tell either of them that I was going to call them. So let's see. Who do you want to call first?
Call Nathan.
Okay.
One's bound not to, you know, answer the phone.
I'm nervous. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in forever.
He's going to have to keep it short. We can't have the whole damn podcast.
So what's up? What are you doing these days? Sir, we got
it. There you go. Click.
Yep. Okay. Let's see what he said. Okay.
We got time for that. I'm sorry. Bye.
Let's see what he says.
Thanks for the money, though.
I feel like we're about to prank call someone. Hey, how are you? He's probably like, what the fuck? He probably won't answer, and then he'll call me back later and be like,
You'll die in 7 days.
That's 7 days.
If not, we'll leave him a voicemail. I'll be like, you're on the podcast. He might be working. He works at my old job.
Yeah.
Staples.
8-1-0
I don't want to put that on there. All right.
You'll
well, he didn't answer.
Know.
810. I'm just going to text him later and be like, sorry. Maybe we'll try him next week.
Yeah. Okay, call your sister.
All right. If no one answers, this is not exciting, so hopefully she answers.
We can't, you know, guarantee. We didn't give them a heads up. They just had to, like, just listen to last week's podcast and
so,
hope that.
We know who didn't.
What's up?
Hey!
Hey.
You're on the podcast.
Oh, my God!
We wanted to call all of our Patreon donators because right now we're using the new microphone. Do you have anything to say?
I would just like to say that as the greatest Patreon of all of the Patreons, that I should get a shout out every week.
You do. You do in the credits.
I mean, you should listen to our podcast, yeah. And then maybe you would know that we do mention you quite a bit.
Yeah, we mention you every week, girl.
Are you talking about getting your new cat?
We haven't discussed that yet, but it's coming up.
God, that was a surprise.
Oh, no, I ruined it.
That's okay. We can edit this and put it at the end or something. All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your day. Wanted to shout you out.
Okay. I'm just watching Maid of Honor with Patrick Dempsey.
He's hot.
Yeah, girl.
We all have our own personal opinions.
Enchanted 2 is coming out eventually.
Is he going to be in it?
I think so.
All right. We're getting ready for it then.
Thank you for
you look it up. We'll look it up and talk about it.
All right. We'll
discuss. Podcast topic right there.
We'll discuss it.
Enchanted 2.
All right.
The whole entire podcast.
Just Enchanted 2.
Guys, sit down because it's going to be a good podcast.
Oh my god. All right. Talk to you later. What?
Bye.
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 Love you.
Oh. Yeah.
Bye.
Isn't that weird, you guys? They sound so similar on the phone.
Do we?
Yeah.
We're similar, but so different.
Yeah. That's how all you guys are.
Yeah. Like, we have, like, you can tell we're related, but.
That's like me and my brother. We don't even look the same.
Uh-uh.
We look nothing the same.
Your brother is a twin of your dad, though.
I know.
Just like
people say I look like my mom.
Yeah, you do. And Lauren, our friend, is seriously like the closest person I've ever seen. Like, her and her mom like could pass for your sister. She hates that, but sorry.
Yeah, because whenever like me and my brother go out places, he's so tall too. So they always, I think they speculate that like we're dating. Which is the weirdest thing. Because, like, with your brother, they would never think that. Because you guys look similar.
It's happened.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's so awkward.
And it's like, what?
Yeah, you're like, because, like, when we were walking around the mall, and they're like, don't you want to buy your girlfriend something nice? Yeah, at Cedar Point that happened, too. And we're like, we're brother sister. And they're probably sorry.
Yeah. But, on the Periscope when they think that I'm your mother.
That's the weirdest because I feel like everyone thinks you look so much older, which you do. I feel like because I don't wear like a lot of makeup, so I don't know. It just makes me look younger, like, not in a good way.
But like, how old do I look?
You don't. To me, we look the same age, but people like my mom thought you were a lot older.
But I don't get that because when I meet people in real life, but I think my maturity level is different too because when I first meet people, they think I'm younger. But when like, if you see me in, like, a professional setting, like, where I work, just the way I present myself, they always think I'm, like, almost 30.
I know. And, like, I don't know what it is.
I know. And then I tell them how old I am. They're like, really? That's how old you are? And you're running this? I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I went out with Josh and, like, I think somebody, I don't remember who it was, and I was the only one that got ID'd.
I still get ID'd to this day.
You
so
do?
I don't know.
Yeah. You're fine, then.
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't have wrinkles, do I?
No. I don't know what people see. You guys should let us know. Like,
why do I look so much
on
older
the Insta
than Amanda?
Yeah. Tell us what it is.
I don't get it.
Maybe I need to, like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm so short. Well, I guess we're both short.
We're the same
height. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's.
It doesn't make any sense.
All right. Let's move on.
Let's move on from that. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
All right, you guys. Current events are pretty much, you all should know what the frick's going on right now. We had Hurricane Matthew hit this weekend.
We lived through it.
I had refugees.
You guys, you don't even know. Like, I don't know what's going on. But I think the end of the world's happening over here in North Carolina. But guess what? Today was a beautiful day.
It was gorgeous. But yesterday, for the past 2 days, it's been raining.
It's been so disgusting.
And flooding. But we did not get it. Like, the hardest by any means. Mm-mm. So this Hurricane Matthew's hit like the Bahamas, Haiti, and Cuba, and then oh god, those pictures are like devastating. Look mm-hmm. those up because it'll change your life. And then it hit the coast of Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and then like North Carolina, Wilmington area.
Yeah.
And it hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it hit as hard as they said it was going to, though.
It flooded a lot of the regions in the southern part of the state,
mm-hmm.
especially, you know, on the coast, but it wasn't anything like Florida and obviously Haiti. Haiti slowed it down quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Like, I have two friends, Kurt and Casey, that lived on the coast of Florida, so they came in up and visited because they were told everyone to evacuate, and you were mentioning, yeah. like, I don't even know if they have a house, and I was like, I don't know. I haven't talked to them. I'm hoping that, because they left their cats at their house.
So why would you do that? So they left the cats and they brought the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, I never understood this. I don't get this. I understand that cats are very independent animals.
Mm-hmm.
But I never understood why people just feel like they can leave cats. Or they just leave them outside. Like, my attitude about animals, those are my children. Mm-hmm. I'm going to treat them the same way I treat my dog.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a cat or a dog. It's, okay, DNA is different. They're still a defenseless animal that needs us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can't live without us.
I agree. I don't know. They have someone that was staying there and is going to check on them, but...
But if don't you see that, though? Because a lot of people do that with cats.
I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like people feel closer to their dogs. I don't know what
But some cats are very dog-like.
Oh, Nathan's calling back. You want me to answer it?
Sure.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
You're on the podcast right now. We wanted to shout you out.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
I'm here with Megan.
How's it going?
Good. We're calling all the Patreon donators because we're using the new microphone today. So we wanted to shout you out and give you a big thank you.
Thanks.
You are welcome.
Are you working?
I am.
Oh, I figured so.
Okay, well, you get back to sorting pencils and pens.
Are you saying that I'm on the podcast right now?
Yeah, yeah, we're recording you right now.
Oh, really?
Do you want to say anything?
Does that have to, no profanity, right?
No, you could swear.
Oh, that's awesome. No, I just want to just say keep up the good work.
Thanks. All right.
I hope you guys
Keep on putting them out. We're doing it. 38.
We just missed one weekend. Yeah. We don't like to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to work, and I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Oh.
Sorry. I love you. He's like, by the way, I'm going to just declare
this. Oh, we're live.
We're live. This is we don't edit this, so can you just not say anything bad? We just don't have the time to edit this, guys. Sorry. You're going to get the raw shit.
Why would we edit it anyway?
No. I can hate when you can tell people edit their podcasts. I'm like,
that's so stupid.
Show us.
Show us the nitty gritty. Show us Lady and all of her licks.
And all the licks.
ASMR. All the licks for her likes.
Lady, can you lick the... We're not even drunk.
Not this podcast.
We got coffee, though. If you saw the... You put it on the Instagram.
It's on mine.
On yours.
I wanted them to see me.
Go to Megan's. Megan Rich Cheek.
I tagged us in it,
Oh,
though.
You did? Okay.
I tagged us so that way they would see mine and be like, oh, look at this girl. And then they go to the podcast and be like, oh, look at them. They're really doing things.
Look at those ladies.
Not so sober thoughts. What a clever name.
Oh, someone at the door?
Lady, is there a ghost in here? Is it haunted?
Should we be scared?
Okay.
Wait, so what were we talking about before Nathan called?
Hmm.
I have to burp.
That's disgusting.
Ooh, it's too
loud. Don't remember.
Ooh.
Oh, the hurricane.
Okay. So, yep. So, about people leaving their cats.
Yes. Why do you leave your cats?
Don't leave your cats. And I guess that we'll go into that I might be getting a kitten, and that's big news.
It is pretty big freaking news.
I told...
I'm gonna get a niece.
I told Megan and Lauren last night, and they were like, I feel like you guys were more excited than I was. It was so funny. But we might be getting an 8-week-old girl kitten.
Her name's Cashew.
She is yet to be named.
Her name's Nala.
Maybe. Wait, oh, what was it? No, we came up with Lola, Nala, Cashew.
I don't remember some of the names that you picked. I was like, those are stupid.
Nobody wanted them. I said Sally.
Ah! Sally's beauty supply.
Like from Nightmare Before Christmas.
I understand, but it's not a good cat name.
And I said I wanted a human name because I didn't want, like, Fluffy or something like that.
No, who the Mercy?
I didn't like, I can't, just bring back too many memories.
R.I.P. Mercy. Mercy was Kim Kardashian's cute little kitten.
It was,
and then
so
it died.
Cute.
And me and Amanda would just look at pictures of it every day. It didn't last very long.
It was there for like 2 months,
just,
maybe.
Know, then it just died.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's the same time that Mercy, the song, came out. It was like in the beginning of her and Kanye's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, before North was even thought about. Northwest.
So, I want to talk about this next topic with you, and I wanted to surprise you with it. So, we don't get political on the podcast. We're not going to.
Why would you do this?
We're not going to.
Okay.
We're not going to. I, as women, we should talk about what happened. Did you hear about the scandal?
The Donald Trump thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you act like I'm going to sit here and vote for Donald Trump.
No.
It's a disgusting
thing. I want to discuss it as if Donald Trump is not running for president, and it's just what he did. If you guys don't know, they found some footage of him on The Apprentice where he thought his microphone was off, and he mentioned that he would, like, grab a woman's, he said the word pussy. And people
such
were
a disgusting name, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I know. And now all these newscasts actually aired it with, like, the word pussy, and people were like, can't believe children are gonna see it and all that stuff. What do you think of just that in general as women, without him running, anything like that, just him as a person?
I think he's a disgusting person. The fact that he is where he is,
mm-hmm,
it's just, I can't even believe that it got this far. But I'm also not a Hillary supporter either. So it's like, she's gonna win probably by default, because who the hell wants him there?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have any experience. He's very degrading towards women.
And, I mean, Mexicans and
very
racist. But the thing, I was watching CNN, which is not a good one, but they were just talking about it. And it had, like, Trump supporters and Hillary supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the Hillary supporters was mentioning that, like, you see all these presidents in school books, and all these children are going to see him when growing up and learn that he was supposed to be such a good person. Because, I mean, the president's supposed to be one of the, like, high, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be like, that's the greatest person. I want to be just like them. And...
But, I mean, between both of them, he's just a scumbag, and then you can't even trust her. She's had so many scandals. So I'm just like, what is going on? Because, honestly...
This is why I didn't want to make it political.
But a lot of people even, like, that didn't like Obama, they like Obama now because of what's happening.
Yeah, but they were also comparing Obama to Trump, and they're like, if Obama did something like this, it came out, people would be like, oh my God, but people expect it with Trump. You can't deny that. I think people expect bad things.
There was something where they were trying to get him just to step down. But in that case, if he stepped down out of the race, would Hillary just win by default? Or would they have, like, his VP come up and run instead?
I don't know. His VP, I guess everyone was saying that his VP did really well in the debate. And actually, his VP probably could win. I don't know. I'm obviously a big Hillary advocate. I'm not going to go into that. But I don't think Trump, with this scandal, has a chance. But people are like, well, you don't care about that. We care about the issues. But I'm like, you really want someone who degrades women like that?
To represent our country. He's the face of our country.
That's disgusting. And I was reading comments and from people from, like, Sweden. They're like, we look up to North America, like, so much. Like, you guys have such a good economy and all this stuff. And for him to be your president, that would just be a disgrace to the U.S. And I was like, agreed. So...
Yeah. I still get it.
We just wanted to bring that up. If you're Trump or Hillary, like, we're just expressing our opinion, and that is it. Nothing against
that. I think a lot of people are just going to write in votes. I don't think it's going to be a valid anything.
I just mailed my absentee thing today, so hopefully I can still vote. We'll figure it out.
You can do it up until the 11th.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You can register to vote even though you're not technically
Yeah, I'm voting through Michigan, technically.
Oh,
So I would count. Yeah.
How do you do that if you live in a different state?
You just have to, like, mail in your registration and say, like, oh, I'm going to be out of town that day. And I had to put, like, my temporary address, so my one in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And then they have to, like, approve it. And then they send you your ballot, like, a couple days early, and you just do it. And then you mail it back before, like, a certain time for it to count.
See, this will be my first time ever voting.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a
first... I registered to vote, and then they send me stuff. What do I do next?
So then you just you just have to go to your precinct and then show up that day and bring your ID. Mm-hmm. But if you're a first-time voter, you cannot vote absentee, I believe. So just heads up if anybody.
Because the first time, I was registered to vote, but I think I was going to school all day or something. I just never did it.
I went all the way back home to vote for Obama, which is like an hour and a half drive, but it was worth it. And then back.
I think it's crazy that you have to go all the way home.
Especially when you're a college student, I think you should be able to go whatever precinct you can get to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because before then, we were too young to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last election was my first one I could vote in. Mm-hmm. And it was really awkward because I was taking that photo class, and we had to, like, try to fake photos, and I guess a lot of people were, like, denied taking photos.
Really?
But I was allowed. Mm-hmm. So I got photos from the last voting.
Oh.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of what we're doing today.
We're just talking about some of our favorite things we like right now. We need you guys to give us topics. We run out of topics. Next week, I think we're going to do serial killers, just because it is a lot of research for us to do. And me and Amanda might be in the spirit of doing something more like that, because she's about to shit her pants next weekend, because we're going to Scarewinds.
Oh my God. I'm not ready.
She's not ready.
I think we already went over this. I don't like
scary. I know, but it's going to be fun.
I know.
We've got to get into the fall festivities. We've got to get pumpkins. I'm so excited to get pumpkins. Today was, like, the perfect day to go get pumpkins.
That's true. I feel like I give Megan Scarewinds. She gives me a night on the town before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's
like
fair.
Legit, like, right before Thanksgiving. Like, the night before.
Megan never heard of, like, that's, like, the biggest bar night of the whole entire year. And she's like, where the heck did you come up with this? And I said, everybody knows this.
I got people that did it when they came back home.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know, like, legit. It was, like the biggest thing.
And, of course, like, the past 3 years, I've been so hungover on Thanksgiving. But it's worth it.
I know. My family just thinks she's a drunk.
For real.
Every time we go over to my aunt, she's always hungover. And she can't eat. But we're not going to do that this year, Amanda. You actually have to eat.
I will.
It's rude. It's not Southern hospitality.
I know. I feel like this last year I was probably the most hungover I've ever been. But I just moved down, like, the week of Thanksgiving, and I was just ready to party.
I know. It was a good time, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Megan has a list. I'm winging it because I was setting up mics, and I didn't really think I did.
So some of my favorite things this month.
Okay.
I've been really into cooking.
Me too.
What have you been cooking?
I've cooked pork. We've both mentioned this earlier when we were on the podcast, but pork. What?
I didn't cook pork.
Oh, yeah. No. You were telling me how to, like, season my pork. You know what I'm saying? Because Megan's actually a really good cook. And when she used to eat meat, that's how she would season it. Yeah. So
I made chicken, in quotation, Parmesan, which is really good.
Good. Oh yeah, Megan. Oh yeah, and everyone chili. Knows you're vegetarian. I made chili too.
What else did I make? I made tons of things this week.
It's like crock pot time, which is the best time.
I didn't use a crock pot. I just did it on the stove and let it simmer.
The chili?
I put okra and stuff in it. I made a good old southern spicy chili.
Okra is so southern.
It's so good. You ever had okra?
I think I might have had it once.
You ever had fried okra?
I think that's how I had it. I've never had just regular okra.
You like? Do you ever? Had fried squash?
Not fried squash, just regular.
Girl, we gotta get you some fried squash and okra. That is the best.
Megan makes really good spaghetti, too. Mm-hmm. Spicy spaghetti.
Spicy spaghetti. I love spicy food.
I know,
spicy food
too.
Is my niche.
That's where we get along. Mm-hmm. Spicy food.
What else did I make? I made all kinds of stuff this week. I made stuffed mushrooms.
Oh,
with jalapenos,
yes.
And vegetarian bacon. Which a lot of people like vegetarian bacon. But it's
tastes
really good.
Yeah. You guys, all this vegetarian stuff that Megan makes, like the bacon and like the grounds, like the beef grounds, they taste exactly as you would think.
Yeah, it's just that you have to know how to cook it and season it.
Mm-hmm. They have chicken nuggets that taste like heaven.
Yeah, and they taste like chicken nuggets, yeah. Which is crazy.
And they have, like, the texture. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I made meatloaf. Meatless meatloaf. Mm-hmm.
Yep, when you said it was good.
Mm-hmm. With garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And green beans.
So good.
Oh, my God. It was delicious.
And I made, on Friday night, I got really drunk by myself and made cupcakes. Well, I was actually FaceTiming Ryan, so.
Oh, you weren't by yourself.
So I wasn't by myself.
We shouldn't be worried in that case. But your meatloaf, are you the kind of person, I already probably know this question, that puts ketchup on it?
Duh.
Yeah.
Bury it in ketchup.
I put gravy on it this go around. It was
delicious. I do that too. Mm-hmm. Mix it with the ketchup. Mm.
It was mushroom-based gravy, though. I don't know if you would be down with that.
Maybe. I don't know. Mushrooms is, like, hit or miss with me.
It was shiitake.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had one.
They're expensive mushrooms.
Are they? Mm-hmm. But they're supposed to be really good, right?
Yeah. I mean, in my personal opinion, a mushroom tastes like a mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel you. Okay.
You feel me? You have a favorite?
I'm trying to think of something that I've... We've done a lot of shopping lately.
We have.
And,
But it's been kind of like bargain shopping.
Yeah, like not anything expensive. Because we had to get like birthday outfits. But I finally got my first pair of black jeans I'm currently wearing on my booty right now. And they're amazing.
And you love them.
I love them. They hide everything.
Mm-hmm. I love black jeans. I love dark jeans. I can't go, like, I'll wear light jeans on occasion. But it really has to go with a certain outfit.
Oh, yeah.
But I love getting dressed in the morning. My new job, I have to work from home, and people are like, you're just going to be sitting in your like, pajamas. I'm like, no, I'm going to actually get up.
Because I feel like it's depressing to sit in your pajamas every day.
Yes, that is gross. Can you be a human, please?
Like, I feel like...
Like, you have to not be a vegetable.
Yeah, I feel like maybe one day out of the week, I'd be like, fuck it, I'll put my yoga pants on.
Yeah, like Friday or something.
Yeah.
But, like... You're more productive when you actually get up and get ready. Like, my new routine will be to get up, go to the gym, which I'm looking really forward to because I love working out in the morning. Hate doing it at night. I hate it at night. You just sit there and you compete for machines the whole entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't go to a bigger gym like you do. Mine's more secluded, I guess.
Yeah, but yours is probably nicer. I go to Planet Fitness, you guys.
It is nicer. I mean, I pay $20 more compared to you, I think. So, you get the TVs on every single machine. But I don't want to sit there and fight for them because that just discourages me to go.
Mm-hmm. No one goes in the morning. If you're trying to, like, find a time to go, that's when you need, like, 6 a.m.
Yeah, morning's the best time.
Mm-hmm.
So, no one wants to get up out of bed.
I don't know. You keep going with your list.
I currently downloaded the Shawn Mendes CD.
Ooh.
And I've been listening to it. He has his first one. This is his second one.
When did it get released?
End of September.
Okay. So it's pretty new.
I think it was the weekend of your birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I downloaded it, and I love it. It's very mellow, which I love his mellow stuff. It's very John Mayer-y.
Okay.
I love John Mayer. Like, I'll have, like, Pandora on, which no one uses Pandora anymore.
I do.
Do you? I always listen to Pandora, the station, the John Mayer station. Because it also has Dave Matthews Band. You know, all the oldies.
We love them.
But I've found that a lot of people, you either like John Mayer or you like Jack Johnson. Mm-hmm. Who's your preference?
Probably Jack Johnson over John Mayer.
Ah!
Sorry.
You're disgusting.
But I'm not, I guess I could go either way on that one. I'm not a huge fan of either, though.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't be. But I, like, on those mellow days, I can really just put John Mayer on, cook, do whatever I need to do, and have that in the background.
That's true. I'm looking for, like, more music, because I am one of those people that listens to, like, the same, probably 100 songs on my cracked-ass old iPod.
Like an old lady.
Yes. And like
a 40-year-old lady that doesn't want to branch out.
And when I find a new band, that's like once a year, then I'm like, okay, then I listen to everything and download it all.
I'm trying to think. There's a couple songs that I haven't... Sia's new song, The Greatest, I've been putting that on repeat. No. That one just gets me hyped.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about Lady Gaga's new song?
No, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I'm not a Lady Gaga fan.
I have not listened to the new Bruno song. I know Lauren mentioned it. Well, maybe we should do that after this. Because everyone's talking about how good it is.
I have always liked Bruno, though.
He's a good-looking man.
Ah! We all have our own opinions. That should just be a shirt that we have. We all have our own opinions. I'm trying to think. That Starboy song by The Weeknd, have you heard that song?
Mm-mm.
Good song. You should listen to it. It's a good workout song.
Okay. I've also been really into rap music lately.
Oh!
I was listening to La Rap when I was, like, cooking my cupcakes on Friday.
You're like, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just mixing vigorously. You're like, yeah, I'm making funfetti.
It reminded me of all of our pregame sessions.
Oh, yeah.
Like, from sophomore year, because I was like, oh, yeah. Like, all the songs, like, your ex-boyfriend would be like, we put this song on. And I'd be like, yeah.
It was all 2 Chainz. He loved 2 Chainz.
Oh, yeah.
You know who has a good song that I was actually really surprised, but I'm a fan of the person who's featured on the song. I think that's why I liked it so much. Kenny Chesney, but wait for it. Pink is featured on the song.
Oh.
And I love Pink. It's a really good song with Pink on it.
Okay.
If she wasn't on it, song, I would not even listen to
We're
it.
We're not country fans, unfortunately.
No.
I've tried to get into country.
I mean, some of them are okay. There is one band that's it's like Dan and Shane or something like that. Mm-hmm. They're very similar to Rascal Flatts.
Oh, okay.
Which I've always liked Rascal Flatts because I feel like they're country but not too country for me.
Yeah, they're not like...
Yeah, or like Carrie Underwood I can get down with. But all the rest of them, I'm just like, no. Not new Carrie Underwood. It's like Jesus Take the Wheel Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah, like really old school.
Yeah.
Shania Twain, but I feel like she retired or something, didn't she?
Or died, I don't know.
One of the two.
One of the two, we're not sure. You have any TV shows that you're like... addicted to that you watch on a consistent basis?
Ooh, we're new season of Shark Tank is coming on Hulu right now. I should tell you that she loves Shark Tank too.
I do love Shark Tank.
And so you can go on my Hulu and watch them if you want.
I think I'm signed into Ryan's.
Oh, okay, yeah, do that. Mm-hmm. And then what's the other one? Oh, I mean Dance Moms, but I'm watching old episodes, so I can't. I don't know why that show is horrible. It's horrible. Like, I feel so bad for the little girls.
It's on Lifetime, right?
Yes.
They sprinkle something on their shows, because all their shows are so freaking addicting. Wasn't it you that we were sitting there watching Preacher's Wives for, hours? Or Preacher's Daughters?
Yeah. It's addicting. I don't know what it is. I could sit there and
it's
watch
like
it all day.
It's like their movies. Their movies are garbage. But I will sit there and watch their movies forever.
Me
on my
too.
On my Roku, I have the Lifetime movie app.
So, yeah, Lifetime is, so good.
I know. I don't know what
it's
it is.
It's trashy, but...
And you know what? They always have A-list stars that come on there, too, but they never announce it. They just kind of slip them in movies. They're like, oh, yeah, well, Lucy, whatever her name's going to be in this movie this week.
Like, what?
What?
It's always, like, something dramatic, like, the woman took my baby, or I don't know.
Killer at 17. Yes. They love that. They love 17, because it's on the cusp of being 18, and still not legal.
Oh, man.
American Horror Story.
Oh, yeah.
Still
watching
it.
Is it worth it?
Better.
That's going to say. Fill us in on what's going on now.
The hotel one, if you really want to keep up with it, is on Netflix right now.
Mm.
So if you want to watch it, I didn't like it, but a lot of people liked it. I didn't like
it. That was last season?
Yeah. It's just, if you like Lady Gaga, maybe you'll like it. I don't like her.
I don't know. Does it have a lot of like scary parts? Because that's what I would look for.
I mean, there's jumpy parts.
And is there, like, gory parts?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm about. Okay, maybe I'll watch it.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of sex and gore.
That's what I'm about.
Empire is back on.
Have you been watching that one?
Uh-huh. I love Empire.
Is it still as good as, like, the first season?
No, but Taraji Henson is, like, one of my favorites. It's, like, she keeps it interesting. Because she's, like, her comebacks are so funny.
That's the one. That's mom, right?
Yeah. Yep. Cookie Lion. She keeps it real. She keeps it 100. But what's up? Love and Hip Hop. Some garbage TV.
Oh my god, we were having that on. We had that on before.
It's not like I'm addicted to it. It's like something that I'll have on because you're just like, how do these people live? It's like it's like Real Housewives of whatever county.
Totally scripted.
Yeah, it's just like garbage TV.
Oh, yeah.
But I like the Hollywood one because they keep it clean. They got too much money to be suing people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to, see girls pulling their hair out the whole entire season. They do have a couple scuffles, but it's nothing like too intense. Like, Atlanta, they don't care. They throw down every single season. I can't. That's too trashy. Mm-hmm. I can't watch that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood, they at least keep it together a little bit. And they still got the drama, though.
Ray J. I was talking to Mike. Ray J's on. He fell off the face of the earth. Like, he's not. That show makes him look terrible.
Awful.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I really like True Life. But True Life doesn't come on enough.
Wait, what's True Life? Oh, on MTV?
Yeah, the documentary.
Oh, one. I didn't know that was still on.
Yeah, they have new episodes every once in a while, but I've always liked that show.
Okay, guess what I found out this week?
What?
Okay, you know Catfish?
Yeah.
Some girl was on YouTube, one of the girls I watched, and she said that like she was trying to get on Catfish or whatever because she had something where she needed to find out whose Facebook profile this was. And they, like, talked to her on the phone about getting her on Catfish, and they're like, well, the problem is they find out who the person is on the other end before they actually film the show. So Neve and what's his face don't know, and the person don't know, but all the producers know the other person. Does that make sense? See,
scripted.
So they're like, oh, it's not, she's like, it's not scripted because I wouldn't know and they wouldn't know, but if
it,
like,
but I guess it's a parachute kind of, right?
Yeah.
So it's like they actually have an episode.
Yeah.
They have had an episode where they couldn't find the person. I have seen that. So maybe in preparation for that, they do go out and actually look.
Yeah, so maybe we're the person
that, like,
sucks
for the person that actually looks for them, because Neve and What's-His-Face get all the, Max get all the credit.
Mm-hmm. And really,
how are you guys still watching that show?
I know. I don't watch it anymore, but
they've already told us exactly how to find people. I don't need Neve and Max in my life.
We could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max, Eve, sit down.
Yeah. The problem with the girl's case was, like, they deleted the profiles already. So it was, like, stupid. But, all right, what's next?
I'm really into leopard print right now.
She's got leopard print.
Just like a little accent color. I think it's really in for fall.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I used to be leopard print fiend. Like, I had back in, like, sophomore and
freshman
year.
She did, like,
year.
Jersey Shore leopard, though.
That was when Jersey Shore was at its height, though.
Mm.
Freshman,
and a lot of people were like, they would have Jersey Shore parties.
Oh, yeah. We had it on every time we pre-gamed.
Oh, it was such a trashy show. Talk about trashy show.
I know, it was really trashy, but it was so addicting.
It was. And then they just kept doing season after season. Mm-hmm. You're like, when can we just stop?
It was like back-to-back seasons.
Between Ronnie and Sammy, I could not even keep up anymore.
I don't know why she stayed with him. That was a mess.
I think they're still together, right?
No, I think she sent mention on her podcast. I listened to her podcast that they broke up again. They're not. They're like a
big surprise.
They're like somebody we know.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, you know who you are.
Yeah. But it's like, if you're in a relationship like that, what's even the point? You know, like, if you get married, it's not, you can't just get out of a marriage. You gotta get divorced.
It's a process.
Isn't it showing you what the future's gonna hold?
Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, when I start dating someone, if something really bothers me about them, it's only going to increase with time. Either you get it out there and you tell them and maybe they'll change it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's nothing, like, huge, like, maybe they're messy and they just, you know, maybe they can put things away a little bit nicer.
Yeah.
But, like, big things, like, always get into arguments and stuff, it's always going to be you guys get into arguments and it's just going to escalate. If you're going to have kids with them, it's going to get worse because you're going to be fighting about the kids.
Mm-hmm. And then, oh, God. Or,
buying a house.
Oh, that's a big test right there, yeah. I think. I feel like people show their true colors only after, like, a year and a half of dating.
I just don't get it. My lips are crumbling off.
Me too. I feel like I swipe my lipstick like all over my face too. So
yummy. We look really pretty right now. The Dunkin' Donuts app.
Oh my God, that's such a good one. Megan gave me like Dunkin' Donuts money for my birthday, mm-hmm. to the app, and it is amazing. I haven't used any of it yet though.
Dunkin' Donuts app. If you guys are addicted to iced coffee like ourselves, Dunkin', please sponsor the podcast. We use the app. So you preload the card. You have a perks card. You can't get a perks card, like a physical card. It's only through the app.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so nice because you don't even have to pre-order the stuff half the time. You can just show them the card. They swipe it. And it comes right out of your bank account. It's like paying a bill. I like pay it every month.
So if you drink a lot of coffee and you go through Dunkin' a lot, it's worth it.
Yeah, and they give you perks. They give you, like, free coffees, 99-cent coffees on some months. I think you get free coffee for your birthday. Mm-hmm. Every 5 coffees or to-go orders, you get a free something. Like, it's a rewards card.
You get a free any size coffee when you open the get one, too. And on National Coffee Day, you got a free coffee.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
If you love coffee and you love donuts or any of the above, that's the app for you. Don't like you guys' breakfast, though. It's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah, not. I mean,
donuts are good, but the egg sandwiches are nasty. But in the hash browns, they're like microwave.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was gonna try those, but good thing I didn't do that.
I mean, if you're really craving potatoes, because some days I really crave potatoes.
Me too. Every day.
Yeah. And cheese. I'm currently reading a book.
Oh, what book are you reading?
I'm reading Binge by Tyler Oakley.
Ooh, I heard that's good.
It is good. It's a kind of a book because, you know, Tyler Oakley's such a personable person. Mm-hmm. And you really see his personality come through the book. You can tell that he definitely, it's not like he had someone write the book for him. Mm-hmm. But it's funny.
Is it?
It's a good lighthearted book.
Ooh, I have an Audible. They don't sponsor our podcast if you think I'm about to go into an ad. I used to have Audible, but it got too expensive. But what book was the Steven Tyler biography. If you listen to it, I cannot read that book because it's just too ADD, but if I listen to it, it was really good. If you guys want to check that out too.
I do like the idea of audiobooks. They're too expensive though. So I do really like to take the advantage of getting codes when they do have a code.
It's so worth it. And I feel like everybody has, like, a code. And hint, I tried to cancel mine, like, after, like, the 1 month. And I told them it was because of money. And they gave me 3 months half off. So that's how you get some money off. And then I canceled it after that.
Oh, my God. They're never going to sponsor the podcast now.
And if you return a book saying you don't like it, you get it right back. And then you get to get another book.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I did that a couple.
Wow.
I scammed a little bit.
You scammed. Really into boots and booties.
I know. Megan's trying to get me to get some booties because I don't have any.
But Amanda does not have any clothes.
I mean, I got your collection.
She has clothes, but they're not like staple pieces.
Yeah, no. I need to. I've been trying to amp it up, though.
She has.
But yeah, Megan's got like. Her boots right now that she has on are like the cutest, like little, I don't know what they're called.
They're fake suede. They're more like velvet, I guess, but they're just knee-high boots with a little bit of heel on the back.
Yeah, and obviously, and her, you look so much better in these because this would not look good on a big foot.
Oh, I think my feet look like midget feet.
Really?
At least from where I sit, because I'm just like, wow, where's my foot?
I don't know. I just feel like I have ginormous feet. And
she does have really big feet.
Like, looking right now, I feel like my foot looks
but
like...
But they make your feet look smaller because they elevate them up in the back. You see
you think
what I'm
so?
Like,
yeah.
Look from my perspective right here. Like, look how small my foot is.
Yeah. It does look teeny.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have small feet. I wear a size 6.5, so if you want to send some boots.
Yeah, 9.5, 10, please. That's embarrassing.
Oh. Lady.
Are we echoing now? Oh, no.
We're echoing.
Did I pull something? We should probably end the podcast. This happens every time.
I think it just gets to a certain point.
And it says no more.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to end this because this is probably going to echo on the thing, too.
And it's really hard for me to talk like this.
Okay, sorry guys. That's it for this week. Go like us on all our social medias. They'll be in the, down below.
Yay, speech jammer.
Woo!
Okay, bye.
Ladies, shut up.